Well, according to the Chicago Tribune.
Yes, what did they say?
You can relax if remembering everything is not your strong suit. Recently, research makes the case that being forgetful can be a strength. In fact, selective memory can even be a sign of stronger intelligence, meaning that you are actually smarter. I need to ask Lai Ming about this to be more objective. What does the study say?
Yeah, Lai Ming, what does the study say?
Well, traditional research on memory has focused on advantages of remembering everything. Because, well, it's ideal for you to have a photographic memory. Well, if you can't have it, then you have to settle with the second best. Then you have to sort of optimize the things, optimize your, your brain or your storing capacity in your brain to sort of store the most important things. I think I was under the impression that your intelligence is made up by many parts, like observation or memory and then deduction. And when you can't remember things clearly, then you can't make sure that your brain is working fast.
But he's also making the point that basically what this test is, some things aren't worth remembering, especially when it comes to making a decision. Sometimes I think the equation to what this guy would consider real intelligence is memory when it pertains to the decision and that decision being made as quick as possible is the true tell of intellect. You can remember useless facts. That doesn't make you smart. All right, and it could actually make you your decision making process
eccentric,
just obnoxiously long. Yeah, you know, you're like, do I want chocolate? But vanilla's great. No. But I also like strawberry. And then some guy's coming over there, and he's like, I forgot what I like. Give me a chocolate, and he walks away. And this other person's like, God, that guy's probably really dumb. But really, you just saw Albert Einstein order chocolate ice cream. Boom!
Says Ryan, who says that memorizing
Thank you, Hyung.
Can be a little hard sometimes. Well, I share Hyung. Feeling sometimes, yeah.
Well, I think it's quite a relief for average people like me. I mean, I find it difficult to recall the names of my classmates in high school.
In high school? That's not many years ago.
You're going to get a lot of messages.
Well, for a guy in his 40s, I suppose.
No, you're not in your 40s.
Yeah, now people think he's in his 40s.
He's only in his early 30s, I think.
Well, our listeners are really smart and probably forgetful. And they forgot.
That's true.
So we're setting them straight. Guys, he's a young man. Well, a handsome young man.
Yes, and respectful too.
I don't know why you always the respectful part, but just leave out the wisdom of the 40s.
I can't unsay the things that have already been said, and I can't unsee the wisdom.
Well, I can forget about it.
Okay.
That's
maybe that makes you smart.
Yeah, it makes me look at the bigger picture. I mean, the other advantage of having the other proof that you are smart is that the ability to filter through the unnecessary information and then you find the most important part. And the most important part about us is that we respect each other. So in spite of all the jokes that we make about each other.
Yeah.
It's all out of good spirit.
And, you know, for this job, too, even if you do a lot of research, it is a lot of just quick remembering. And I think a lot of our listeners comment with great comments because they remember stuff we forget. And so on this show, I think a lot of people, even if we're forgetful, we have another person there to remind us. And that's why the show is so great. I tried to hit the high note there, but failed miserably.
No, you did a good job.
Oh, great.
Yes.